بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أمرت أن أقاتل الناس حتى يشهدوا أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة فإذا فعلوا ذلك عصموا مني دماءهم وأموالهم إلا بحق الإسلام وحسابهم على الله متفق عليه. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, I've been commanded to fight the people until they testify they are none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a messenger of Allah. They establish salah, they discharge zakat, and when they do that, they would have protected their lives and their wealth from me, except if justified by a right of Islam. And the hisab, the accountability, is left to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the hadith was mentioned previously, and here it is repeated again to show the importance of giving zakat. And a person who does not give zakat, how severe the matter is in Islam. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told to fight those people, and Nas here refers to the mushrikeen, the Arabs, the Arab polytheists of Makkah Mukarramah. Remember, the Quraysh, they were mushrikeen. The Arabs in Makkah, the Quraysh, they fought Rasulullah, they tortured Rasulullah and the Sahaba. They removed them from Makkah Mukarramah. And they were always persecuting the Muslims, trying to harm the Muslims in various ways. And they would join the Yahud in plotting against the Muslims, and therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Rasulullah to fight these mushrikeen until they bring iman. Obviously, as we mentioned previously, they have to give them da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, da'wah towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after they accept that, then they will be taught salat, to establish salat, and then to discharge zakat. And once they do this, then their lives are protected, like the life of any person who brings iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his life is protected. Now nobody can harm him in any way. Yes, the only time his life will be taken is when it comes to the rights of Islam. For example, if this person now, who accepted Islam, he goes and kills a person unjustly, then of course, qisas will take place. Or he steals, then the laws of stealing will come upon him. If he makes zina, the laws of zina will come upon him. That's the haqq of Islam. And if the person recites the kalima, then we are supposed to accept that the fact that he is now a believer, a Muslim, the real accountability is left to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether he is genuine within his heart or not. So a disbeliever, especially in the time of when they are fighting Muslims, when he would say la ilaha illallah, then the Muslim is supposed to accept his Islam and Iman. But here again, this hadith has been brought here to show the importance of discharging zakat. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال لما توفي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى وكفر من كفر من العرب فقال عمر رضي الله تعالى كيف تقاتل الناس وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أمرت أن أقاتل الناس حتى يقول لا إله إلا الله فمن قالها فقد عصم مني ماله ونفسه إلا بحقه وحسابه على الله. فقال أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى والله لأقاتلن من فرق بين الصلاة والزكاة فإن الزكاة حق المال والله لو منعوني قالا كانوا يؤدونه إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لقاتلتهم على منعه. قال عمر رضي الله تعالى فوالله ما هو إلا أن رأيت الله قد شرح صدر أبي بكر للقتال فعرفت أنه الحق. متفق عليه. So in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, it is mentioned that when Rasulullah left this world, and when he passed away, and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu became the Khalifa, then there were some Arabs then who became apostates. They left Islam. They became murtads. Umar radiallahu ta'ala says to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, because Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala now wanted to wage a war against them, because they had become murtads. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala tells him that, how are you going to fight such people when Rasulullah said that I've been ordered to fight the people, the mushrikeen of Makkah, until they bring iman, and whoever has done all this, that he has protected his wealth, his life from me, except if justified by right of Islam, and accountability is left to Allah Ta'ala. So how are you fighting them now? Because they have brought iman. As Abu Bakr said, by Allah, I will fight the one who makes a distinction between salah and zakat. Just exactly how namaz is fard. Like that, zakat is also fard. And the person who says that now we're not going to discharge zakat, that means now he is negating a rukan, an arkan of Islam, and this brings him out of the fall of Islam. Like a person who disregards salat, he says there's no such thing as salat, I'm not going to perform salat. So he refuses to accept this foundation of Islam, this pillar of Islam. Like that, the person who says, I'm not going to discharge any more zakat. This was what happened. When Rasulullah left this world, there were two groups. One left Islam totally, and the other said, we're not going to pay zakat. Because zakat was in time of Rasulullah, why should we pay now? So both these people now, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he waged a war against them. And Umar radiallahu anhu tried to stop Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and thinking that no, these people brought Iman, so now we should not be fighting them. And then Umar radiallahu ta'ala or Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu says, by Allah, I will fight the one who makes a distinction between salat and zakat, because zakat is a right which is due on mal, wealth. By Allah, if they refuse to even give a small rope in zakat, in which they used to give zakat for this in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will fight them for refusing to give it. Umar radiallahu anhu said, by Allah, I then realized Allah ta'ala has expanded the heart of Umar, of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Allah has given him the understanding, and I accepted as this to be the truth. So after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I said, some people became polytheists, they became mushrikeen, Allah ta'ala save us from becoming murtad. And the others, they denied giving denied the compulsion, the fardiyat of zakat. And therefore, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala was hard against them, because they had to be discharged as zakat if they still practice as believers. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to fulfill all the obligations that are upon us, especially salah, zakat, etc. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانه وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت